The Christmas Wish on Hot 91.9.
That music, of course, means it's Christmas Wish time. Right, Samantha?
Yes, Jeremy.
Tell us the story behind this one.
So this is beautiful. This came in from Rabina. Mm-hmm. And she said, I'd like to submit a Christmas wish for my cousin, Tasneem. Mm-hmm. And in October, Tasneem had a fire at the house she lives in. And the most affected part of the fire was the room the three of her kids share. In total, she has five. Now, the two eldest didn't lose as much, but she said the three younger ones' room was burnt to the ground. That was everything. That was all their toys, all their bedding, all their school books, their uniforms, their normal clothes, their shoes. All they had left were the clothes they had on. So she went to the schools. She did everything a great mother does. She spoke to them to let her kids get work to study from home. And she's moved in with her mum-in-law, and they tried to get the home back into a livable state. But the problem is that everyone's hard up at this time of year, mm-hmm. and they can't afford curtains. They need a new bunk bed for the three kids. They can't afford that. And five kids generally isn't cheap. I mean, they just aren't.
Yeah, tell me about it.
And so she said, please, is there any way you can assist with at least a new bunk bed? They tried to salvage the one from the fire, but it's not ideal. So these poor kids are sleeping on a burnt bed.
A bunk bed?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's why we sent our little bunny out. And I love being able to say this.
I know you do. You're never going to get tired of it.
No.
Never.
Good morning, bunny.
Good morning, Jeremy.
Bunny Majaja is out and about this morning. And you've got somebody with you from our friends at Dial-A-Bed, haven't you?
Indeed, I do. He's here helping us facilitate our Christmas wish this morning. Would you like to speak to him?
Of course, I would love to speak to Tiat. Mr. Nokia.
Morning.
Morning. How are you doing?
Morning, Jeremy and team.
How are you doing, my bud?
No, I'm well, and you? Well,
lekker, thank you. Now, listen, when this wish came up, it's such a simple wish, but such an important thing, because until you don't have a bed, you realize what... How important a bed is.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. We just got back from being overseas, and the first thing Jackie said was, it's so... And I think this is also an age thing, yeah. maybe, but she said, it's so nice to be home and in our own bed.
But you know what? When you're little, your bed is your safe place. You know, it's exactly. The last place your mom kisses you goodnight and wishes you... you know, pleasant dreams, and to have to climb into something every night that's been scorched and burnt, it breaks my heart for children.
Yeah, we were truly moved by this letter, and the entire Dial-A-Bed team, just want to thank you and your team for giving us the opportunity to make this wish come true.
Okay, now, I believe you've got a tri-bunk bed.
Okay, so what we are doing for the family is we're giving them a tri-bunk bed. Mm-hmm. As well as a single mattress, a double mattress, mattress protectors, pillows, and and I'm sure they will appreciate it. And we're at the house now, and we're ready to go in.
Okay, right. Let's get Tasneem on the line, Tony.
Hello.
Tasneem.
Yes.
Good morning. It's Jeremy Mansfield calling from Hot 91.9. How are you doing?
I'm good, thanks, and you, Jeremy?
I'm very well, thank you.
The suspicion.
we got an email for our Christmas wish campaign from your cousin Rabina. She told us the story about the fire in your home, and the fact that amongst other things, the kids lost their tri-bunk bed.
Yes.
Yeah. Are you at home at the moment? I take it you are, because we phoned on the landline, did we? No, cell phone. Are you at home at the moment?
I am physically at home.
Okay. If you open your front door, you'll probably find our very own Bunny Majaja.
You'll know her by the fact that she has shocking blue hair at the moment.
Yes, very, very shocking blue
which
hair.
Which she put in specially for Christmas Wish so people wouldn't be suspicious.
Yes. And a gentleman by the name of Tiat Nokia from Dial a Bed, who've arrived to deliver a tri-bunk bed to your home.
Oh my goodness, I see everyone.
Have you opened the door?
I'm actually outside.
Are you outside? okay, right. Bunny, is Bunny around on the other line?
Yeah, she's here, just a second. Jerry.
Okay, thanks, Tiad.
Hello?
So now the two of you.
Hi,
can...
the lady with the shocking blue hair.
There we go.
That's how she's going to be known.
I can't hide, you know. I really
no,
can't hide.
Can't.
She's going to be known. She's going to be known for that from now on. The lady with the shocking blue
shocking
hair.
Blue hair.
Bunny and Tiat are there to deliver that tri-bunk bed, but we've also got Herschel Jarvis on the line. I believe Herschel is down in Cape Town. Morning, Herschel.
Morning, Jamie. How are you?
I'm very well, and you, my friend?
Good, thank you.
Good. Now, on behalf of Jarvis Properties, you guys have also come to the story on this particular Christmas wish.
Yeah, Jamie. So just to add to the bed and the mattresses, there are probably a whole lot of other things that got lost in the fire, like clothing. I'm sure the girls had some toys, school books, and all of the other things that you probably find that make up a girl's room. So we'd like to contribute to the value of 20,000 rand, clothing, toys, curtains, so the girls can sleep at night, school books, and whatever else we can contribute to trying to get the home back to normal as best as it can.
On behalf of Jarvis Properties, thank you very much, Herschel, for you, to you and your entire team for coming on board with this particular Christmas wish. We do appreciate it.
Yeah,
thank you so much.
Yeah.
It's a pleasure, and we wish you a good Christmas, and we hope this helps to get your home back to some sense of normalcy for you and the girls, and we hope it helps in some small way.
Amen. Thank you so much. I so appreciate this.
It's absolutely our pleasure.
And Tasnim, I'm sure they lost their toys and special things that they can't replace, but maybe this is a chance to get some new experiences and some new toys and just some new cuddly nice things to start again. But you can't keep our bunny.
Yes. Yes.
Can we keep the lady with the shocking blue hair?
you've got to return our bunny to us, okay?
Okay.
To Jarvis Properties and to the team at Dial a Bed, thank you very much for everything that you've done to make this Christmas wish come true.
The Christmas Wish on Hot 91.9.
Oh, oh, oh.